Okay, so we've put out a few hundred of these before Christmas just to see how they'd go, thinking we might still have some left by this time of the year, but we pretty much sold them all in the first weekend, so that was quite amazing. We've had some since that we've put in there, and they pretty much sell out the day they hit the shelf, so it's been fantastic.
Could you describe for people that may not have seen the potted curcuma what it looks like?
Yeah, so I guess there's two predominant forms. One, if anyone's seen a sort of, if you like, a beehive ginger type flower, so quite low down on the plant, but quite a large flower. Probably some of them are almost 300 mil long, certainly 250 mil, nearly a foot long in the old scale. Very ginger flower-like, so, you know, quite a sort of a honeycomby look to the flowers. And then there's another form which they often refer to as a sort of a tulip form. So it's where the flower is a lot taller, it sits proud of the foliage rather than down in the foliage, and it's more of that tulip sort of style, so less familiar as a ginger, but I guess perhaps more decorative in ways as an upright and very high, and the flower becomes the very dominant part of the plant in whites and pinks, and they're quite large. The flowers are probably the size of a cricket ball. Both were popular, but that was the one that sold virtually on the day it hit the shelves, and literally did sell on that day. And we're talking about quite a large number that went into stores in the top end. So we feel that's got the most potential. The other one still sold well, but there's other forms of that that have been around and been seen in Darwin, where this is quite a unique plant for the top end.
So unfortunately there aren't that many left for Valentine's Day, but next year will roses have some competition?
Well, that's our hope, that this will give us, we'll have an opportunity next year to put larger numbers out. They take quite some time to grow on, particularly from tissue culture. We're negotiating with a lab at the moment to tissue culture them. So hopefully we do have good numbers out for next Valentine's Day. Potentially the one after is where we'll should have some very substantial numbers, but hopefully people do get an option for roses, because these will grow in the top end and will continue to grow here. Roses are a little bit tricky and pretty hard to get to flower at this time of the year.
Were there any other lessons learned about the plant itself in generating the plants for this trial?
Look, again, it's really that Doris and her team in there that have been doing the work on the horticulture of it, or the growing of it. Some of the things they've been doing is looking at the different times. These are treated like sort of bulbs, if you like. They're rhizomous, but they're treated like bulbs. People who've grown daffodils or things down south, you lift them, and some plants, some tulips and things like that, you'll actually chill in the fridge. And with the same sort of technique with these, you can time the flowering. And that's part of this whole idea of having ones available for Valentine's Day, is that how long we hold them for, how long until we plant them, so that we've got that lead time, so they're in flower now, because they tend to want to flower a little bit earlier than this. So that's one of the things that Doris and her team have done a lot of work on, and can now give us a pretty good idea of what we need to do to ensure we've got the blooms there for Valentine's Day.
Where would you like to take it from here?
My hope is, very much for all the hard work that primary industries have done at Berrima Farm, particularly Doris, is that we can commercialise this. So it'll be something that we'll look to market away from Darwin as well as in Darwin. We can grow them in Darwin, but to really be successful, we need a large tissue culture lab to grow them and to make them available to other growers, other wholesale nurseries elsewhere in Australia and potentially overseas, although there are varieties overseas available as well. But we'd like to think that we'll have a grower eventually in each of the eastern states at least, and that way much larger volumes could flow from that. If we will, there'll be a registered variety, and there'll be royalties that then hopefully will flow back to the territory from that to help fund further research.